right? Yo, this all came about one time when I was on a plane back, going back to Los Angeles, coming from somewhere else. And I sat next to this lady and she was telling me some things, you know. I don't remember it verbatim, but I do remember some of the things she said. And it was like this. She said, life as we know it is about to change. I smell it within the air. The weather is getting strange. Drugged up, sedated, and numb from the pain. The sickness in America has spread to her brain. She is no longer fit to make good decisions. She is completely blind and void of any vision. She parties hard and she keeps her conscious mind in prison. Therefore, she's headed for the ultimate collision. She can no longer hide the scars on her face. The innocence now gone is hard to replace. She has no shame, no remorse, or any grace. She embraces the devil and she hates over race.
What's up, what's up? It's Student Voices for Peace Rise Up Radio on WBAI 99.5 FM, where the next generation of activists joins the Pacifica family. Student Voices for Peace is a collective radio show by students and youth about youth activism. I'm Kat Aaron, one of today's hosts, and I'm joined by Saki.
Hey.
That was America from ACL. Say it for me, Kat.
Miss America from AC Alone.
I can't pronounce the name. And our music today is about America. Its many flaws, its unsung heroes, the people fighting to make this country live up to its promises on the 4th of July, Independence Day.
And yeah, today is the 4th of July, Independence Day, so-called Independence Day in this country where so many people are not yet free. And first on our show today, we're going to be focusing on one of those groups of people, the thousands of immigrants now being held in detention. And we're joined by Monami Malik and Sherman Hossein from Drum Desi's Rising Up and Moving.
We'll also be talking about the International African Street Festival going down this weekend in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. Usually WBAI broadcasts live from the street festival, and unfortunately we're not doing that this year. But we'll be hearing from Lumumba Bandele, a Brooklynite who grew up with the festival, and who'll be joining us. The festival starts today. It's from Friday till Sunday. So tune in the second half to hear about more about the festival. We also want to send our sincere apologies to people who are waiting for premiums from Student Voices. We really are sorry,
and it's really not our fault.
We've had drama with the T-shirts printing, and but please do honor your pledges. The shirts are coming, and as promised, they will be hot. But importantly, the station needs your support, so please send in your pledges.
And not just to our show, but to all your shows, all the people who have not sent in their pledges, please send them in, and your premiums are coming. And we are going to hear a little moment from Spearhead, A Crime to be Broken, America, and then we'll be back with the latest in youth news.
They say they blame it on the song. Kills a cop. What music did they listen to when they bombed the rock? Well, give me one example so I can take a sample. Don't need to play it backwards if you want to hear the devil. Cause music's not the problem. It didn't cause a bombing. Well, maybe they should listen to the song of people.
Spearhead with It's a Crime to be Broke in America. Before we get into the show, here's some of the latest in youth news.
Just a few brief headlines this week because we have a packed show. This week, Kraft Foods announced that it would stop all in-school marketing to children and develop healthier products. What healthier means, I guess, remains to be seen. They're also going to reduce the portion sizes, and this is apparently an attempt to stave off tobacco-style lawsuits charging junk food makers with contributing to the skyrocketing rates of childhood obesity. Food justice activists have said that the lack of access to healthy food in low-income communities and communities of color have contributed heavily to the problem. You hear a lot about childhood obesity and childhood weight problems, and 15% of young people ages 16 to 19 in America are now overweight, which is huge. But a full 35% of Black and Latino American teens are obese today, which is boggles my mind. And in many low-income communities, there's just one supermarket per 100,000 residents. So, you know, you can see the relation. Also, this is a side note from the news, but the Lower East Side Girls Club is having a farmer's market in the Lower East Side starting this weekend. And you can get in touch with them, and I can try to find the number and give it to you later on in the show. But it's in the Lower East Side, and it's really important that we support the people in the low-income communities and communities of color in this city that are trying to make sure that people have access to healthy food.
This from the front lines of the drug war. Representative Barney Frank from Massachusetts has introduced H.R. 685, a piece of legislation that would repeal the provisions of the Higher Education Act that prohibits students convicted of any drug-related crimes for receiving federal assistance on tuition. As the law now stands, any student convicted of a drug-related offense cannot get federal financial aid. For more information, visit the Drug Policy Alliance at www.drugpolicy.org.
Yeah, and at that website you can get more information on H.R. 685, which would repeal the law, and also find out more about the law itself as it now stands and the restrictions it places on people trying to get access to education. And finally, in a really tragic piece of news, tragic and predictable piece of news, the Israeli government has investigated the death of American peace activist Rachel Corrie and has officially declared her death an accident. Corrie was run over by a bulldozer while protecting the home of a family in the southern Gaza Strip. The Israeli army has said that Corrie was climbing on a pile of rubble, which spontaneously collapsed on her, but friends on the scene say that she was intentionally run over by the driver of the bulldozer, an allegation that was corroborated by the photographs taken while Corrie was being crushed to death. Corrie was a member of the International Solidarity Movement, which is a group of internationals who go and really try to support the people of Palestine in their struggle for freedom. And the soldiers who ran over her apparently will not face any charges. So
That's sad and unfortunate. We continue to stand in solidarity with the people in Palestine and hope that there is peace brought to the Middle East, as we used to say back in the days.